I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot.
Good afternoon, Chico. This is your host of Chico Now, Jessica Wilkerson, and you're listening to us on 104.5 FM or 930 AM. You can also find us live streaming online at kkxx.net. And today we have two amazing guests from Valley Oak Children's Services. We have Shauna Gowdy and Justin Margolis. But before we get to talking to them, I just kind of wanted to tell you a little bit about something funny that happened to me on Sunday. So on Sunday, I came home from my weekend away. Some girlfriends and I, that we were all friends during high school years and early 20s, we got together and rented a cabin up in Lakehead, which I don't know if you have seen Shasta Lake. It is so scary sad. It is desolate and empty. It is almost like a film. You just can't believe it. Anyways, it was a wonderful weekend, and we all connected, and we haven't seen each other in probably a decade. And I drove back to Chico so that I could have our staff potluck. And then, as usual, I drive back to Reading in the evening to pick up my son from his dad's, because we do every other weekends up there. And I'm driving to Reading, and it hits me. Oh my goodness, I left my pillow in the cabin at Lakehead. Oh no. And I didn't grab like the extra spare pillows. I grabbed my favorite comfy pillow off the bed, so it has the matching pillowcase and all of that to our bed set. And so we got to Reading about an hour early. So I drove all the way back up to Lakehead, which is half an hour, to get my pillow. And I get there because a couple girls kept the cabin for an extra night. And I look everywhere, upstairs, downstairs. Where could the kids have hidden it? Nowhere. Then I leave to go pick up my son, and I'm late to get him. And I text one of the other gals who had hitched a ride down with me. So she lives in Sacramento, and her husband picked her up in Chico. And I say, did my pillow get put in your car? And everybody's looking for my pillow. And it's just a pillow. And I walk in the house, and I'm looking around, and I go back to the bedroom, and guess what? My pillow was on my bed. All the extra driving and chaos. And it just felt like, oh my goodness, tomorrow is going to be a Monday. And Monday really was a Monday. Did you hear my show? We talked about bullying. Every Monday, I have a live call-in show here on this station. The Chico Now Monday episode is live call-in. So the community calls in with questions, wanting advice about things happening in their life. And our topic yesterday was bullying. So you can listen to that again on kkxx.net. Go to the podcast, click that, click the Chico Now button, and then you can find it. So before we get started talking about what's happening with Valley Oak Children's Services, because there's an amazing thing that they do twice a month, let's get to know our guests. We have Justin Margolis and Shauna Gowdy here. So go ahead and say hello to them, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
It helps if I turn on the microphones.
Hi.
So Shauna and Justin, whoever wants to go first, tell our listeners how you got started at Valley Oak.
Am I going first?
You go first.
I guess so.
Yes.
Okay. I started at Valley Oak back in May of last year, and I was hired to do the Butte Parent Cafe. So it just worked out perfectly with timing and everything else and wanting to switch jobs, and this new opportunity arose. So I've been with them for just over a year.
Wonderful. And how about you, Justin?
I've been affiliated with Valley Oaks probably for about 10 years now as a client for a long time. And then this position came available, and I was hired on in the end of July of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And last year. It's been a great opportunity. I've been overwhelmed with what we've been doing. It's been great.
Yeah. So our listeners, if you don't remember, Justin was on our show a little while ago promoting the Fatherhood Conference. Can you give our listeners a little feedback about how that conference went? Either of you guys?
The conference was great. I think there's between 40 and 50 attendees. 95% dads. There were a couple moms there, I think, or some caregivers, right?
Yeah, there definitely were.
There definitely were. So the conference went well. I emceed it. We had a great opening speaker. Food was provided. The food was pretty good. It was really good. and the breakout sessions went great. We had the opportunity to have a all fathers parent cafe. We were kind of nervous, I think, about how it would go down, if they would be really involved in the process. But overwhelmingly, I think it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really funny because the dads, it was our first Just Dads Cafe. And, you know, there's a time limit for each round of questions for the cafe. And after the first round, the dads still weren't done. And I was standing up there calling time, and everybody just keeps talking. They hadn't finished yet. So it was really neat to see the dads getting together and having that time to bond and talk about things.
There's many different counties there, too, which was really good. So we had the opportunity to meet people from, I think, Modesto, Fresno area. There was some teens from a youth facility that showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're either dads already or going to be dads.
I believe so.
What a way to prepare to be a dad.
Yeah, so it was good. And what was ironic is that every single one of those young men and the two workers that brought them all won prizes, which was really good. So they all got to leave with something more than just information.
Oh. So what kind of prizes did you guys provide?
There were, the big prize was a humongous barbecue, a power tool set, which one of the kids won. So I'm sure they'll be taking that from him when he gets down there. There was a bunch of, what is that in Valley, in Vallejo? Marine
Land?
Marine World. Great America?
Where they have like the animal show and things like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
So Six Flags.
Six Flags. Perfect. So there was a Six Flags. There's some, oh my mercy, I can't even think of it right now.
Museum. I wasn't in on the gift giving part. I was out maintaining tables.
So next year, this is a little bit of feedback for our listeners who might have heard the show or who are interested in next year doing the Fatherhood Conference. I know that they might have it on their mind until all the way from now till next September, but keep it there. And we'll be back from this commercial break with Shauna Gowdy and Justin Margolis with Valley Oak Children's Services to talk about their parent cafes that happen twice a month. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot.
Welcome back, Chico. Thanks for staying tuned, or if you just clicked over, for tuning in. We have Justin Margolis and Shauna Gowdy from Valley Oak Children's Services, and they're here to talk about something that they have going on each month called the Parent Cafe. And I met them when I very first moved to Chico. I had been here for not very long, and I went and participated in the training to be a table leader. I thought it'd be a great way to meet people and help others. And unfortunately, they do it on Friday nights. And, you know, I'm always driving back and forth to Reading for our custody stuff. So I haven't been able to help. Maybe when my little guy is all grown and I don't have so much on my plate. But in the meantime, they have an amazing group of people who are helping out with that. And these two right here are amazing. I just want you guys to meet them and hear more about what's happening. So it looks like one of you guys is available for talking. One of them is playing on their phone.
Email.
So walk our listeners through, what does it look like when you, if someone was to walk in, so it's a parent who's never been there before and they take the big risk to try something new and scary. What does it look like for them to walk in, walk them through the whole evening?
Well, when they first arrive, we greet them. We're at the door welcoming everyone who walks in, whether it's a new parent or an old parent. We welcome everyone the same. And then usually we send them on their way to get food after they sign their children into childcare. Everybody eats as a family-style dinner that we provide. So they eat together as a family and with other families at, like, bench-style seating and have the opportunity to mingle a little bit there but still entertain, you know, their family as well. And then after the dinner is done, the children will stay in childcare and the parents go off to the cafe. And Justin usually walks down. And here in Chico, Justin usually walks down first, and I kind of wrap up things in the dining area.
So the dining area is where the children are in childcare.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, okay. So the parents and the kids all eat together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids don't have to go anywhere else. They get to stay in that same location where they were just enjoying themselves with their families. And then the parents go somewhere else. So the children are already kind of acclimated.
Yes, exactly. We found that it's a lot easier to leave the children in the area than to try to remove the children, because then there's that, like, oh, you're leaving me kind of thing. Whereas mm-hmm. if they're already playing and then the parents are like, adios, then, you know, it just makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. So much less pressure on the children, but so much less pressure on the parents.
Mm-hmm. Oroville's a little bit different. Oroville, we actually use the YMCA, and then we do childcare next door in the E-Center. So we actually have to have the parents walk the children down there, but that seems to work out too. A lot of the Oroville families are returning, and they're walking into a preschool instead of into a cafeteria of a junior high.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit easier for the kids to just be like, yeah, toys.
Right. So. They just transition right into that playroom.
Absolutely.
All right. So then what happens?
After the transition part, then we have them sign in so we can get a good count of all the parents that are attending. Then just we kind of go into the process. Shauna usually opens it up with welcoming everyone in there and kind of giving, you know, introducing who she is, who I am. And I just open up with outlining the protective factors, outlining the topic of the night, trying to relate a story to kind of what we will be talking about for that evening. And then just getting them used to, you know, what we're going to be going over. There's what we call agreements. So we go over the agreements, which makes it a safe place for everyone to be, so no one's talking about each other, no one's giving advice, no judging, no shaming, things like that. And just kind of get them used to participating, used to listening, used to talking, and just kind of the outline of the evening. One of the main parts of the night to get them used to talking, listening, is what Shauna does is the one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. And the one-on-one is just where we give people an opportunity to talk with one another, but not have a conversation. One person gets to talk while the other person listens, and then they switch partners. And the talker becomes the listener, and the listener becomes the talker. So it gives people 2.5 minutes to just kind of, really hear someone else's story without thinking of, oh, how that relates to me. Oh, you know, what am I going to say next? And then the other person gets the opportunity to have that same experience.
And you feel connected to somebody else.
Absolutely. And the one thing that we realize is that we meet hundreds of people every day walking by on the street, in the grocery store. We see all these people, and our thoughts usually are like, oh, it doesn't matter, not important, you know, we're going to have nothing in common. But really, when you sit down and talk to anyone, you can always find a similarity. And usually during that 2.5 minutes, you find at least one, if not more.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great way to connect people.
Wow. Okay, so we have a commercial coming up right now. And then when we come back, I want you guys to continue talking about what it looks like to be at the Parent Cafe and give our listeners, where do you go to join this? How do you sign up? Where do you show up? But stay tuned, guys, if you want to hear this a little bit more. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Now. We'll be back after these commercials.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot.
Welcome back, listeners. We have Justin Margolis and Shauna Gowdy here, and I am Jessica Wilkerson. They were just telling us all about the parent cafes that they host twice a month through Valley Oak Children's Services. And before we continue talking about the what it feels like to be at the parent cafe, let's let them tell you how to contact them to sign up and where to go.
I taking this one? I guess so. He's deep in thought. at the Farron Cafe, they can contact us. We have multiple ways. However, they're more comfortable to contact, you can call us. Our phone number is 899-4940 or 899-4941. And that reaches both of our lines. You can also email us at sgowdy, G-O-W-D-Y, at valleyoakchildren.org, or jmargolis at valleyoakchildren.org, or on Facebook at Butte Parent Cafe.
That's the most popular way right there. Come join our Facebook. Thank you.
Okay, guys. So when we left off, the parents, so everybody had eaten dinner together, parents and children all in one room. Then the children are playing and the parents transition off into another area in another room and sit together one-on-one after Shauna gives some warm-up talking, and then Justin goes over, you know, no judging each other and no giving unsolicited advice or criticism. Then you do 2 minutes. They pair you up with another person. 2 minutes where you talk and introduce yourself, and the other person listens to you. Mm-hmm. And then they talk and introduce themselves, and you listen to them. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
And then from there, we jump into the cafe conversation. So what Justin had introduced, like, at the very beginning of the cafe when we first go into the library or wherever we're hosting it. And so we talk about those things at the table. So on the tables, there's cards, and the parents read a question from each of their cards, and then they decide as a group. Which.
What does the table look like? Oh. What people are at the table?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I was just saying, that's a great question. I was just thinking that I want to remind, let people know, it's a table that only sit about four people, so you're not sitting with a group of people. And the tables are... have a tablecloth on them, a blank piece of paper you can draw and doodle, take notes if you like. There's some there's a candle, some markers, flowers, toys, candy.
So there's one table host.
One table host.
That's someone who's a professional in this helping industry, or is
no,
that?
It's just
a parent. Yeah, anybody just a parent. Who.
Okay.
We train. We do a table host training. We try to do one once a quarter, and it just gives people an opportunity to take that leadership role so okay. They can be parents. Yeah.
So there's one person who's hosting who took your training. Mm-hmm. So anybody listening who's interested could find out how to become a host.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'd love them to, yes.
So there's one host, and then there's about three parents at the table. And then what?
Then we kind of give them the topic. So if it's parental resilience, there's what's called cafe talk cards on the table. And there would be three cards, and each card has the same topic but a different question related to it. So if we're talking about parental resilience, we'll ask the parents to look at the parental resilience section, read the question, pick out the one they like the most out of the group, and then talk about that one. And it's all using I statements.
Okay. And is there a time frame for that also?
Yes. The time frame, it's 15 minutes per cafe table conversation.
Okay. So and for 15 minutes, four people talk about how this question relates to them mm-hmm. and what works for them in their families.
Right.
So you're getting ideas from the people around you.
Yes, it's all parent-led. So they're all talking about how they view that, how it affects their lives. And a lot of times you'll have four different responses. Mm-hmm. So one parent might hear something that they can use. So you're not telling someone else what they should do, but a parent might, the light bulb might go off like, oh, maybe I could try that for me. And that's kind of the exchange of information and getting the support from other parents.
And so sometimes I would bet that people would read that question and say, oh my goodness, I've really been struggling with this. I don't feel resilient at all. When my kids are tired and hungry and I'm trying to cook dinner and goodness, I just feel like I am going to lose my top. I don't even know how to answer this question. That's when they will hear the other parents say, well, this is what works for me in my house and this is what works for me in my house.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how it goes, is you get a lot of ideas from different parents and, you know, it's just a sharing of ideas and sharing of things that, like, you know, are important to you. So it's really important.
And you have that free childcare. So a lot of times having a night out where you're not around the children, even if it's not a date night where you're going to a movie and having a fancy dinner, you're still getting that break and you're still interacting with other adults and having
absolutely.
That. Other, yeah, especially for the stay-at-home parents out there who have even less time to have time for other adult communication.
Exactly.
I bet that's just a beautiful thing. So what is the next Parent Cafe? When is the next one coming up?
We have one this Friday night in Oroville at the Oroville Family YMCA. from 6 to 8 p.m. And then our next Chico Cafe is
November 7th, Friday night, November 7th at Chico Junior High School at 6 to 8 p.m. as well.
Okay, so everybody right now, pull over your cars and put it on your calendar or stop what you're doing November 7th in Chico or this coming Friday in Oroville for the Parent Cafe from 6 to 8. You get to eat dinner with your family, and then, so you don't have to feel guilty that you left the kids. You all ate together. Then they get to keep playing with all the other kids and have a great time.
For free.
For free. And then you get to go to another room where you're still on site in the same location as your child and have adult conversations and come out a little bit wiser and a little more enlightened and feeling a little like you have a little bit more to offer your family, right?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Okay, so we're about to end the show. Give our listeners another opportunity for contacting you. What are those email and phone numbers?
sgowdy at valleyoakchildren.org, jmargolis at valleyoakchildren.org, 530-899-4941, 899-4940, and always hit us up on Facebook. Thank you.
Butte Parent Cafe.
Yes, that's important.